A big thanks to all our sponsors. Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento is a subscription service that brings a box of comics to your door every month. Check out our website, thetalkinggeekpod.com. Click the link, subscribe, and wait for your comics to hit the mailbox.
I had balls float in wet green grass. I got a chainsaw motor that's filled with rain. But when it sings like Bach, the eyes all bulge. And when the pink sun drops, the eyelids fold while I'm in deep REM sleep. Or twilight zones, I take a freight elevator, better fast forward. I get to grind these teeth and peek through time. If I can bring things back, then feed back wild and wet. I saw the future.
Hey, this is V the Fried Nugget.
Hey, this is Tim the Member.
Hey, guys, this is Q the Face.
Hey, this is Kenny the Bear with the underscore in front of it.
Hey, this is Pedro the Air Horn.
And this is the Talking Geek. And we're recording.
Woo! And my dick looks like a bar, a bike handlebar.
Yep. Oh my god. This is. We're woo.
Yeah. Well, saucy.
Not even a minute.
Not even a minute in, my dick is like already in the conversation.
When I said we're recording, it was maybe 10 seconds.
Wait.
Today we're drinking coffee, guys, because we are dying.
We are having a day.
Yeah, we're all having a day. We're all ready to just keel over. So
gonna die.
Now intro, guys. Well, this is the Talking Geek. As always, I have with me.
This is Pedro Cortez.
And of course, across from me is.
This is the Land Bear.
The Land Bear.
Oh, land Bear Kenny.
Next to Space Bear.
Next to Space Bear.
And I am Q, and this is the Talking
Q-Bear.
Geek.
Yes,
Q-Bear. I'm like, I don't know, Goldie, I'm gonna, Goldie
I'm
gonna
Q? Call you're like Goldilocks. You're Goldie Q.
I'm Goldie Q.
Quilandrolocks.
Quilandrolocks. Oh, God. As always, we are part of the Thought Press Network and the Geek Bro Network alongside, I always do this.
Those people.
Mount Geekmore. What's up, bro? Shiver. What's good?
Mamas
Comedy
and
Fitness.
Merlot.
Mamas and Merlot. As a matter of fact, if you are listening to this, I had a week of podcasts. I am on the most recent Mamas and Merlot episode. I'm also on the most recent Mount Geekmore, where we talk 1990 best movies, what our mountain was of that. And I'm on the Newsy for that episode as well. Woo. And then Morbid Curiosity just dropped its first episode of season two. And I now have a side segment by the name of Crime Fix. So this has been a podcast.
Podcast all the things.
All the things are mine.
Not only that, you might actually be on the next, might be on the next Critter Die episode.
I might be on the next Critter Die. Yeah. And we just had a Brunches and Dragons, so
that's why we're drinking the coffee.
We're drinking the coffee because we're damn tired.
Podding 24/7.
Yeah, I was in Podception heaven and hell all at the same time. And so, anyhow, hello, how's everybody today? Besides tired and feeling shitty.
Oh no, it's fucking terrible.
No,
that's
we talk about it with such excitement.
I feel like a wrecking ball hit me square in the nuts, and it just take that feeling and just extend it all over my body.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Sad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I can say it with joy.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like we're all like laughing, like ha ha ha. I feel. You know what?
Depression.
Actually, drinking this cup of coffee, sitting at this table the way that I am, I feel like the dog in the meme with the fire with his coffee cup.
Oh yeah, this is fine.
They're like,
this is fine. I keep vacillating back and forth between this is fine dog and the
raccoon.
And the fucking everything is bad raccoon.
Yeah.
Everything is bad. With the eyes fucking dialing.
Oh my god. You sent me the link to the comic and it was freaking amazing.
Yeah. The artist for that has some pretty great fucking, including one with a, I think it's a fox, where it's like, bitch, you don't know me. It's like, I saw you throw up Chinese food into a kitchen sink. It's like, I think I know you fucking well.
Oh my god. Man. And Kenny, are you as in the grand malaise as everybody else?
To be quite honest, it's light. So far this week has been like the glitter of life. It is one of those things where a little bit started and you're trying to rub it off. Then it got on my other hand. Trying to rub both my hands and then it got on my chest somehow.
It's multiplying.
it's all over my body at this point.
Everything is shit and it's multiplying. That's basically it. All right. Well, that's fun. Do we have any good news to talk about? A lot of things have happened since we last recorded together.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit has happened, especially this week.
Recently,
specifically.
Yeah.
So, what do you got for us today, Bear?
So what we have is actually, I don't know if the last time we spoke, I know I definitely spoke about this to you off mic. I don't know if we spoke it on air, but EA a couple weeks ago closed a studio that I liked a lot, Visceral. They did Dead Space, right? Which, very sad. That's not what the news is, because the news is they bought Respawn Entertainment, that's the remnants of Infinity Ward. Now, Infinity Ward is technically still around, but the original owners and like a vast majority of the programmers left after Modern Warfare 2 because of corporate fuckery. And then they formed Respawn, and then they did the two Titanfall games, which
were pretty good.
They're good mechanically. Neither one of them sold very well because, the problem with the first one, it was a Xbox exclusive at a time when it wasn't selling really well, so it got fucked there.
Right.
Then two came out and was for all, you know, both platforms and PC. And then they released it in the middle of, like, I think it was, like, last holiday when, like, a whole bunch of other shit was coming out.
It was hard.
The worst time for them to put it out.
I honestly think that they were trying to go for actual tourney-based because a lot of Xbox-sanctioned games, tournaments are Xbox. You know, a lot of big cash games are Xbox.
What probably,
at least sponsored games, too.
What probably happened is that this was the first game that they were making, and you know, getting that amount of capital to pay that many people for that long is probably expensive. Microsoft needed exclusives because they don't, besides Halo, Forza,
Wasn't Skyrim at one point or no?
No. Skyrim got DLC first.
Okay.
But the actual games themselves were both platforms. So they needed these exclusives. They probably tossed them a whole bunch of money to keep that first game exclusive, which they probably ended up using to help fund the game actually getting fucking made. So, they ended up buying Respawn, which is really weird because, it comes, less than, a month after another studio got closed. I wonder why they could have done that. Why one got closed and another one got bought. And the extra fuckery behind this is these guys originally used to work within EA. They did the first Medal of Honor game, and they left EA after the fuckery that they went through when that game came out. That's when they formed Infinity Ward, and then a couple years later, a bunch of years later, you have fucking Call of Duty 4. That ends up getting big. Repeat the story again. So it seems like these guys are just doomed to end up repeating their own issues because it's just like, okay, they'll fuck with EA for a little bit. They'll get pissed off at them at some point.
And
they'll leave,
right.
Make another company, repeat fucking forever.
And so what does that mean now for the remaining games, the thread that they normally go
on
with their games?
So ideally it means that they'll probably be forced to switch gaming engines, which is not great news because the Frostbite engine, which is sort of the one engine that everybody has to basically use at EA for most of their games, is specifically focused for a certain type of action game, specifically anything made by DICE. So you talk about like Battlefront, Battlefield.
Right.
And anytime that you're fucking around like in third person, it's not going to do you well. If you want to see an example of Frostbite fucking up a game, look at Mass Effect Andromeda. They had to use Frostbite, and that game was not, that engine was not designed for that type of game.
Right.
And that engine ended up costing them a ton of fucking time just getting it fucking working.
Right.
So they're going to have to switch engines, more than likely. I don't think they're going to have that kind of pull to be able to change that, which means they're going to have to change how they design their next game, which could mean any one of a dozen things. If they end up getting help from EA, for other studios that know how to work with it, that's not so bad. If they end up structuring their game to be, the next game be, original,
right?
Maybe they can design it around using that. But probably, they're going to have their own design, they're going to come up with it, then they're going to be forced to use this engine that they probably don't want to use, and then you're going to have the same thing fucking happen
all
again.
Over again.
Yeah, but if they already can anticipate that they have to use that, then why don't you just, with that foresight, just
because the thing with certain type, it's more like what game that they want to make. Because maybe they don't want to make a first-person shooter after they've done two. Well, they'll probably end up keeping the first-person shooters because that seems to be what that's their big MO. Like they're that's the thing that they're
that's
really
what they
good at.
That yeah they if the fire's hot, why are you gonna put it out?
Well, yeah, and you know you're really good at designing that. Mm-hmm. But the other problem too is that like Frostbite is not like a real easy engine to use. It's not like Unreal at this point. Like Unreal and Unity are like. Well, Unity wouldn't be for these larger consoles. That's more of kind of like a good catch-all for multiple consoles. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Unreal is like really scalable.
No, Unreal has it's been out for.
Yeah. You know, well, the Unreal 4, like yeah, no, it is a known quantity. It's easy to develop for, and yeah, the only thing is that you have to pay licensing fees, which obviously.
But that's why they ended up making programs like Frostbite and things like you know.
And
what
they
I mean?
Did their own proprietary.
That's
engine.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
But, you know, so we'll see. Like, it's definitely, like, we're not going to see the results of this for a while because I believe Titanfall 2 came out at the end of last year. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's going to be another, like, 3 or 4 years before we see a game from them.
Kenny, what do you got for us news-wise?
Well, my news isn't as great. However, I guess we're talking about something that may not even be happening fairly soon. However, this is still part of a rumor that I think will probably be confirmed later on. Mr. Disaster Artist himself that's coming out from that movie.
Oh, yes.
James Franco. He's actually in talks, or at least rumored to be in talks, to be an X-Men.
Yeah.
To actually be Multiple Man in a future movie, which to me, I think, you know, I think of that old movie, Multiplicity. I hope yes. that's not what it is. But Multiple Man was done, at least in X-Men, in the X-Men series, he was done in a limited basis, but it was still... You know, he was used for what he could do. The way that they're speaking with James Franco is they want to make this part
a bigger
of
character.
Yeah, they want to make him because he Multiple Man is part of X-Men. He's not the original team member, but he is part of X-Men. And considering that this is 20th Century Fox talking about this, and considering that there's still talks that 20th Century Fox can eventually get bought out by Disney.
Yeah.
The rumors are that those are dead. Those talks.
No,
are.
It's not dead. It's stalled, and it doesn't mean anything. If you know anything about Disney, Disney will wait and wait, and then and that's it. It just now it's mine.
Take this money.
It's gonna happen. I honestly think it's gonna happen. It's not gonna happen anytime soon. Probably it'll be another year, almost 2 years before that gets finalized. But if that does happen, that means that. Any of these movies that they were considering, because
it'll be on hold.
Yeah,
but everything will be put back in the back burner.
However, yeah. Multiple Man is an interesting one because Multiple Man is a B-level superhero, but I think that you can include him in movies like Deadpool. You include him.
I think he's good for Deadpool because he's that level of like dumb and ridiculous.
You know, he was in Spider-Man, and he wasn't bad when he played
James Franco, yeah.
Yeah, James Franco was in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he ended up playing a villain. So, he's...
As an actor,
it's fine. It's the character, because really there's no...
I don't know a lot about that character.
The whole thing about the character is that his whole ability is that whenever he gets dealt, or whenever he's hurt, or he's pressured and dealt damage, he can actually split himself into another person. So, Professor Xavier creates a belt that actually pinches him every time he touches it so that it actually multiplies him so that he can control it. He just keeps
saying, I need more.
Yeah.
But does he have any like other further abilities than that?
Nope.
Or does he just have like, that's just it? Like, I'm a horrible fighter.
He's just a fuck-ass X-Men.
I'm a horrible fighter, and I'm going to create more horrible fighters.
I mean, if you have 90 of somebody, like, it'd be really hard to kind
of
beat
thing
that.
Is, what's good about it is that it's a hive mind. However, they act independently. So that always works. It's not like if I punch with my left, all the other ones are punching with their left. No, they're moving on their own. So that in essence is actually pretty, that's an interesting thing that they could do. I know that they touched a little bit about it in X-Men First Class, but I think that they could stretch that a little more.
That'd be interesting. I only have one news because it's the only news I cared about today.
Okay.
And that was the dropping of the title and photo.
And date
of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. And that is going to be exactly 1 year from today.
Are they keeping the Fantastic Beasts moniker?
Yes, and I'm very upset about
that.
No,
that's fucking dumb.
Okay, so...
It's recognition,
so many
that's all it is.
Say.
It's just recognition.
I have so many things. But it's in the tiniest of fonts. Like, if you saw the picture that we posted up the title on our Instagram and on our Facebook page, first thing in the morning when I first saw it. And it's very tiny in the upper left-hand corner, Fantastic Beasts, and then the huge, ginormous, let's not pay attention.
The Crimes of Grindelwald!
Yeah. And so I had a problem with the fact that they added this Fantastic Beasts moniker to it for no reason. It's not Fantastic Beasts.
It's series recognition. That's all it is.
I heard you the first five times you said it, and I still don't give a fuck that you said it because I still don't agree with it. Hence, I don't give a shit. And again, I say it's pointless. They're going to have to now. I know that Newt was the character that they wanted to introduce to kind of string this along, but he's no longer needed.
Yeah, no.
In my eyes, like in my, and in its connection to Harry Potter, he's no longer needed because he doesn't really get mentioned as this grand thing in the scheme of the Order of the Phoenix and in Dumbledore's story in the whole nine. Now, interesting fucking things. One, we now got to see Jude Law and what he's supposed to look like as Dumbledore.
Oh, I didn't know that came out too.
Oh no, the whole cast picture came out.
Oh
and
shit!
Everything.
Wow,
so,
I definitely had heard about the name, but
oh,
I haven't
no.
heard about the whole cast.
I didn't drop the whole cast because I don't know. I just wanted to share it for myself.
Like I'm just keeping this for myself. Like no, I'm just look
me.
At it.
This is for me. So they did drop what Jude Law is going to look like as a young. Dumbledore. Sorry, I'm pulling up the picture.
God, so that I mean, I have no problem with Jude Law.
Jude Law's a good character.
But he's older than I expected.
But you know what? I said the same thing. I said the same thing about Josh Brolin playing Cable. Mm-hmm. But they ended up making him a younger Cable, like, and he looks like a younger Cable.
So, with putting Dumbledore, you are able to now zoom in. Because everybody is holding their wands, and so that you can kind of place yourself in within this film, Dumbledore does not have the Elder Wand yet, because the
right.
wand that's in his hand is his original wand. When
right.
you go to Grindelwald, he's holding the Elder Wand. So now we know more or less where we're at with retrospect and it being called the Crimes of Grindelwald. You figure that it's going to lead into that pre-fight that Dumbledore is going to have to get into. So that I'm okay with. Still, there's no new in any of this.
That's
none
fine.
Of this. None of this is important. It was assumed that Dumbledore ends up asking Newt for his help, because and there was a teaser that that they posted on Twitter, and it was a request to travel from Newt Scamander to go back to the United States, and it's how it's pending and why it's pending, and it's because of what happened to him earlier. And in the photo, we have the entire American cast. So I don't know why they're traveling over here. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what that entails. Is it Dumbledore coming over here? Because we know he traveled for a while that he left. He was supposed to travel until his sister. So is he coming over here to then have to go back? Like,
is this post his sister? Is this?
Well, no, this is not post his sister, because post his sister, he would have the Elder Wand.
No, doesn't he? He gets the Elder Wand from after he defeats.
Which? How does he defeat? He defeats.
This is where the time where I don't remember if he has this argument with his brother before Grindelwald gets defeated, or he gets it after.
I thought it was. This is gonna bother me now that I'm.
Because remember, it happened like right after he left school.
No, I know, but I could have sworn that it was in his battle for the wand that his sister dies.
Mm, well,
no,
remember,
because
he,
that
he
was
argues, he argues with his brother.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to say that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know because it's fucking me up. Because Newt has nothing to do with this, and the American cast would have nothing to do with any of what's happening between Dumbledore and Grindelwald. So I want to say that, and from what I've read, that this is probably going to focus a lot on just Grindelwald setting the stage for why Dumbledore is going to eventually come and tell him he needs to stop. That this has gone too far.
He's going
to
stop him.
And stop him. So I feel like we're going to get the story we wanted about Lord Voldemort in a movie, but we're going to get it with Grindelwald, how he turned dark, what made him go through all of and do all of these things, how he fooled people into, you know, following him, and very, very propaganda-ish, and that's what we're going to get, because it, and then we'll get the war between Grindelwald and Dumbledore in like 3 or 4, because
yeah.
I believe this
it's
is
4,
it's supposed to be 4 now, so... I don't like the title. I think we could have been a little bit more creative than The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Crimes of Grindelwald is fine. Attaching Fantastic Beasts to it, not so much.
And while Jude Law doesn't look bad as Grindelwald, I still never was okay.
As Dumbledore.
I mean, I'm sorry. As Dumbledore, I was never okay with his casting in the first place. So, yeah, does it look good? Meh. I wanted somebody just a little bit more attractive. I am still very upset with Johnny Depp as Grindelwald.
Oh no, that's the terrible.
I almost would have rathered
Jude Law would have made a better Grindelwald.
You know what? Jude Law would have made a better Grindelwald. And what I was gonna say was, if they would have just made Colin Farrell dye his hair, I would have been fine with that too.
Yeah, no, that would work.
And because he did a really good role in that, and then you fucked it up. So we'll see. Jacob is back in the picture. So,
okay.
Interesting if he got all of the memories back, because we know that he kind of gets it's the creatures he's making with the bread that lets you know that he didn't forget everything, but he's back in the picture. So I wonder if Newt comes back and is like, hey, so all of this happened, and we're like, you know, like,
well, if he ended up marrying this chick, and then maybe
Queenie,
I think that could be Queenie could be his connection to that again. Really.
That's true. She could have ended up
marrying him, and then being like, okay, now wizards exist again.
By the way, we erased your memories. We've already fallen in love. This is twice now, and this is Eternal Sunshine of the Fantastic Beasts.
of the Fantastic Mind.
Of the Beastical Mind, of the Wizardy Mind, but. I will watch it because it's in the Harry Potter world. I will be interested in it, and I will then judge, because I will now judge going on the second where the story is really taking place. Because Fantastic Beasts could have been a standalone movie, just about a movie in this world, kind of like Rogue One for Star Wars.
And actually, I thought it would have been interesting if this one, like, Newt is barely in it, if at all, and it's mostly focused on Dumbledore and Grindelwald.
And as it should. I mean, we still don't know, but I also think that the new fans fell really in love with Newt's character, because he was a unique, different wizard to really follow, and he had an interesting character and an interesting personality that people picked up on him. He was a Hufflepuff, so everybody who's fucking been shaded for like years upon years upon years is like, yes, our people, but you don't matter.
You kind of don't.
I love you, Hufflepuff.
Your hero. Yeah, it's kind of boring.
You know? Yeah. You no action.
It's
notice.
Like it's like your house.
Notice.
You know,
we needed
boring.
We needed a Slytherin and a Gryffindor to walk into
room
in order for it to fucking have shit to pop off. You know?
That's what they bring to the party, you know?
Yeah. So that was my news for the day. Is that it? We're all wrapped up in news?
I think we're wrapped up in news.
I just want to say just a quick one, only because it involves something. It involves a spies.
Spies?
Involves spies. Just the fact, you know, this is just something nerdy that I like, is whenever they discover new planets that we could possibly inhabit later on in our future.
So much spice.
There's actually a planet in Proxima B, I believe. It's the planet, it's next to a dwarf star called Ross 128. And the reason why this is so popular, one, it's closer than the previous inhabitable planet that we could go on. Because this one's only 10 light years away as opposed to 52.
Oh, 10 is good.
10 light years, you know. Just fall asleep for 10 years and then wake up.
Yeah.
The other thing is the fact that it's next to this red dwarf star that they call, quote unquote, quiet. Meaning that it does not have any solar or radioactive flares that happen every so often. That
could fuck everything up.
Because it's one thing to have a habitable planet that has the oxygen and that you can live off of. It's another thing that every 30 seconds you're getting hit with radioactive waves to the face.
A cosmic wave. Like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Just die. You came here to live.
I give up.
So they're saying that they still have to do some more testing. But this is by far the best potential that the human race would have in the generations to come to live somewhere else if we wanted to.
If we can afford to. So you guys might as well. Like,
or
I
we
know
can go fuck up another
anywhere.
Fucking planet.
No, we're going to definitely fuck up another planet.
Ruin another planet.
You know, climate change doesn't exist.
No.
Well, I mean, there's a theory out there that we're all actually Martians. So
that we're not the original inhabitants of this
planet. We're not the original inhabitants. That, in fact, the meteor could have brought the chemical composition that we could have
created.
There
was a monkey holding on to that meteor like,
and there's
that brought
the moon,
that single
guys.
Celled organism that started everything.
Oh my god! Well, that's it. That is. See, I don't mind star news. I don't mind real space news.
I'll take
spice. I'll take space news. That's real space news.
That's very spice.
That's very space. All right, guys. Now it is time.
Oh,
we're
yes.
done with the news. Okay, so for those of you, if you're listening and you don't follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you should. If for any reason, for our topic Thursdays. So what we've been doing. What we've been doing every Thursday of the week is we've been posting up a topic, and it has sometimes turned itself into an episode because of the love that we and answers that we've gotten. Now here's the thing. I'm gonna say this. I've flip-flopped every week, right? One week I'll do, like, we did an episode of the most overrated movies, and that was because it started with a Topic Thursday post, and everybody, I mean, we had like over 70-something comments on that. The next week I posted, hey, but what's the most underrated superhero, you know, superhero movie? Maybe like 5 responses. Okay. I put on another one where I allow you to troll people. 75 comments again. I do another positive one. Like, hey, what's your favorite trilogy? 4 comments. Apparently, we're going to start.
No, there's like 10 comments now.
Within our, most of them are us answering other people, yeah, like, yeah, I agree or I don't agree. And so I realized, and I was telling Vanessa this, I want to start we're going to change our name, and we're going to be called The Trolling Geek, because apparently you like it when you both hate on us and we hate on you. Yeah,
that's
and
good.
Return.
We can keep the initials. That's fine.
Yeah, no. yeah, we're so good.
It's like our alter ego. This is the episode of The Trolling Geek.
Oh, my God. And we can even just, we don't even change the logo. We just make everything
green.
Yeah.
And angry.
Yes. So this is, we're going to do today the most overrated TV shows. Now, there are some ground rules, and I'm going to lay them out now.
These are very specific.
These are very, very specific.
Two people
rules.
On this podcast.
So for the, yeah, for
2 out of 3 people recording this.
Yeah, two of us had rules, and you'll know why when I say them. So as a rule, because if you listen to The Talking Geek or follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, you know that I can't stand Doctor Who. So I'm obviously going to have that on my list. And I'm not allowed to use that one. Pedro knows, you guys know as well, hates
Friends. I hate that garbage show.
He does. And because him and I can fight about these shows for episode, like, we can have just
the forever argument.
We can have a podcast called Bear versus Q.
Okay. So, in my research for this episode, I pulled at least 12 lists of overrated TV shows. You know what appeared in 11 out of 12.
No.
You know what appeared in 6 of the 12?
Friends.
No.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. You know what appeared in 11 out of the 12? You know what was near the top out of 11 out of the 12?
I did research too, and it wasn't in that many.
Everybody loves Raymond.
So many fucking people hate Friends.
I'm pretty sure your links are full
so
of
fucking terrible.
Fuck-ass boys. Anyhow, we're not supposed to talk about that because those are the rules. So there you guys know. So now you know.
You guys got
why
out
we're
your
not
system?
Doing it.
Yeah, we got ours.
Now you guys know. And plus, we already posted it up on our Facebook. We said the same shows that we always did. So those are the rules for me and Pedro alone. Now, the other rules are this is to include Netflix series and things like that just because it's not on like a. It's any show that we think is overrated, and this is in no particular order. I don't. This is
yeah.
This is
not
just,
a top list.
This is not a top list. This is just
however
these movies.
However, I believe we are going to save the gasp, the one that causes the
I
most.
I have 2 gasps.
I
well,
the most
no, I
polar
have 1 major gasp.
We're gonna save our polarizing answers towards the end of this in order for effect on this podcast.
Oh, so, man, I'm looking at this. I got a lot.
So,
okay, I'll go first.
Yes.
I'll go first.
oh, wait. Also, before we do that, we also have a thing here. We ask each other after we plead our case whether or not any of us will stay on the bridge.
Or we join you on that
That's
bridge.
Right. Either we join the other person on the bridge or we're no.
We're just waving at them. Bye.
We're like, bye. Okay, bye-bye. So I'm going to go with one that I posted, and a lot of people agree with me. It was probably on 12 of the 12 that you looked, and I'm going with Seinfeld.
I think it was on most of them.
It was on most of them.
It was on quite a bit, yeah.
I'm sorry. The show is super fucking boring, and while I know that it was supposed to be a show about nothing, and I get that, it was still supposed to be entertaining because it's a TV show. So it should be an entertaining story about nothing. Like, I don't know, the characters should be funny, or... I don't know. I should give a fuck about them. And I don't. I cared, if any, about 2 characters that rarely ever fucking showed up, which one was Kramer, and it was in
the second episode.
He comes in, and then he goes back out, and then I have to listen to Jerry talk about nothing.
Yeah.
And then George Costanza was the most annoying fucking character. Like, I know enough about the show because I did watch the episodes. I've seen the No Soup for You episode. I get it. Like, I get the references. I appreciate that Jerry Seinfeld was a Superman fan as a Superman fan, and that there's a reference to Superman in every single one of his episodes. Fantastic. Your show is still shit. It is absolute horseshit. Wow. The best was Lorraine. She was, for me, the balance of two douchebag guys.
Elaine, sorry.
That's how much I care about this show. That, you know what? That was fine. I was about to call her Christine from the other better show she does on fucking HBO or one of those shows. No, she did Christine, and then she did Veep. She did another show called Christine.
Veep is supposed to be really good. So.
No, Veep, she's won awards for Veep. Mm-hmm. See what happens when you leave Seinfeld? Well, except for Jerry.
Yeah. He's rich as fuck. He's rich as fuck.
He was already rich before he did that fucking show.
No, he was rich. Now he's rich.
I'm sorry. I can't stand it.
He's wealthy.
Like, I went to New York, and me and Vanessa went to a comedy show, and at the time, we didn't know fucking what the fuck we were gonna be doing. Like, we didn't even have AV, this is pre-AV, right? But go figure that the one time her and I have gone to fucking New York, we go to a goddamn comedy show, and we got it because some guy was just selling tickets on the fucking corner, and so we're like, fine, fuck it, let's do it. So we go, and then we find out that this comedy place is like a big thing in New York, because where they perform, the back of the wall is the brick wall at the beginning of every single Seinfeld episode. That's where he would film it, and I didn't give a fuck. I was just like, I don't even care to touch that wall. Like, I don't even want to stay. Like, I give zero fucks that Jerry Seinfeld stood in front of that wall. I didn't mind his TV show or that he used to do where he did like a
Coffee with Comedies.
Coffee with Comedians. Didn't he do Driving in Cars? I want to say that was him.
I think that was him too.
So Driving in Cars with Coffee. Comedians.
No, because I don't know.
Comedians in Cars with Coffee.
Something like
that.
I didn't mind that because, you know, there was substance to it.
It's a conversation.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's substance to it. I didn't give a shit about anything else. Like, I just, Seinfeld was bullshit.
Yeah. See, I really do love Seinfeld, but you're not wrong. you're not wrong about that because it's tremendously hit or miss. And for a lot of the episodes, they wouldn't be funny throughout until the last couple of minutes. Like, they would set everything up. So there were, like, a lot of the episodes were structured like jokes that it would all be set up and then it would nail at the end.
Yeah.
Or it would go like a fucking fart at the end.
Right.
But in general, I typically like that. I like Seinfeld way more. Like, it got me with the fucking, at times, the banality of the issues.
Right.
The yada, 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 I'm tired. Just really weird, dumb bullshit that just fucking stuck with me.
Yeah, Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus, yes.
But, yeah.
Shrinkage, you know.
Seinfeld was more of a catchphrase TV show. It was one of those where you would remember the catchphrases, but you didn't care pretty much anything else in that episode.
That's what I meant. Like, it nailed so hard with, like, specific episodes, but most of them are really hit or miss.
Yeah, yeah. So that was my one of my picks.
That's a good pick.
Overrated.
I'm not joining you on the bridge, but I understand why you're on that bridge. I was like, I get it.
I'm kind of, I don't know. I was weird. Like, I never really, the shows about nothing, I really did not follow that much. This includes ones we're not talking about. I guess I'm on the ladder that's against the bridge. I don't know.
You're looking at the bridge. You're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, I think of, like, the Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I think, owes a lot to Seinfeld. Because it's Seinfeld with assholes.
Yeah.
Which is why.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia took what it could because of the fact it was going on the network it was on. It was like, we can stretch this.
We can stretch this very far. Yeah.
Well, that's my goal.
Pedro?
What's one of yours?
Oh, my God. I got this list of so many things.
Just pick one, sir.
Okay, so do I throw the big rock? Do I hold it off?
I would hold it. I would say.
I got two that I'm definitely mentioning because I'm definitely.
What we'll do is we'll hold your biggest bomb that you know the trolls are going to go after when they listen to this episode. Hold them until the end because what I want to do is shit around a little bit between us and then read the ones that people put on our Facebook page, shit on them, and then we'll go and then get shit on.
Okay, so I was going to go with an easy one and say Big Bang Theory, but that literally is like repetitious. Everybody fucking knows that. So I'm going to go with one that I hear all the fucking time that I don't get. This is very focused to one time period in the show because the show is mostly shit, except everybody keeps telling me about how, the first season is great, and I'm going to go Heroes.
Oh, here we go. I think I know
Heroes.
Heroes. Yeah. I tried 3 fucking times to get to the first season of Heroes.
You couldn't get through the first season?
I couldn't get 5 episodes in.
I gave a fuck about nobody in that show, the terrible fucking pacing, the unlikable acting, like that, with the exception of Hero, it's like, I don't give a fuck about Peter Petrelli. Fuck both of the Petrelli brothers. Siler is kind of interesting, but not enough to make me...
that was the most interesting character
of the
whole
time. But not enough
to
make me stick through the whole fucking show. Like, I tried a bunch of times. I don't give a fuck about that artist. Fuck the cheerleader. Throw her off the fucking bridge.
But she would survive.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's like, but she'll make it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that again and again.
Really, the first episode where she falls and
that was used in so many of the commercials that by the time like that show, just like, it's not much of a surprise. Hero was close to being like, I was like, I'm kind of interested in this guy. I'm like, that's a good Siler. I was like, that's a good villain. And it's just like after the fifth episode, I'm like, there's not enough Siler or not enough Hero to make me get this. There's a lot of Petrelli whining and I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't dig that first season. And I tried several times. Yeah. Couldn't do it.
You know what?
You know what they all
And everything else after that's apparently a fucking train wreck.
Oh, yeah. Heroes Reborn was die again. Yeah. I guess what it should have been called. Let's die again.
You
please.
Know what? I am surprisingly teleported onto this bridge review.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Only because I didn't even think about that episode. That just goes to show you, I didn't even think it was good. Like, I never even crossed my mind.
You didn't think it was rated enough to be
It wasn't
overrated.
Rated enough to be overrated. So the fact that you brought that up, I thought about it, I go, yeah, that's pretty bad.
I've had the thing is, specifically that first season, I've had that talk with a lot of people. Because everybody will agree with me after that.
I will go, I am on that bridge with you, but I did at least watch the first season. And I watched it until the end because of Siler, specifically. That was the character that made me most interested and was a good villain. I liked the actor. He did a good job with that role.
Yeah.
He went on to do amazing stuff in American Horror Story and Star Trek.
Yep.
So
honestly, the best character was Hero, and he ended up just being that actor. Ended up just doing small parts in other shows and movies, and it sucks because he wasn't bad. Like I think. Kind of sucks because they, I think at that point, it's one of those typecasting kind of things.
Well, you know how Hollywood treats its minority actors.
Yeah, like asshole. But anyhow. All right, Kenster, don't bring on the big shit. Bring on the small poop.
I'm not. I'm going to save those.
Yep.
I'm going to bring up one that people have told me while I've watched the show and thought maybe I was wrong. Let me watch this again. And then realize, nope, I was right the first time.
What was it?
Boardwalk Empire.
Never saw an episode.
I will tell you right now.
Don't. You know what? I see that on a lot of lists.
Here's the thing. I love the actors. There are so many actors on this show.
Yeah.
They got
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, they got Steve Buscemi, biggest one, obviously. You also have, I can't remember. I always forget his name, but he's the dude from The Wire. You also have.
Which, Omar?
Omar. They have Omar from The Wire.
Yeah.
He's a character called Chalky White. Like this is all based off of the Prohibition era in New Jersey. And
you were made supposedly to love this. Like you as a person should have loved this.
Yeah.
Right.
Is what I mean.
Right. So like it enthralled me to watch it. The problem with the show is that this lady that ends up being Helen, what is it? Lorena Ravenclaw? Not Lorena. I can't remember her name.
Helena Bonham Carter?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe in a special episode?
No, she's... Wait. Oh, man, I think I messed up. Okay, Harry Potter...
Oh, no, the ghost. Yeah, I thought you were
It has Kelly MacDonald.
There you go.
That's the girl who plays...
Okay. Yeah. Ravenclaw. So anyway, no, but these are all good actors. Like, in general, these are all good actors that it just didn't go... Like, the dialogue was slow. Somebody, I think, coined the phrase boardwalk empire because it was boring because the pacing was so slow. Even when it got to the meat of the show, there wasn't enough punch and there wasn't, I sat there and I go, there's a season two. I don't want to watch season two.
Wow.
And, I just can't.
How many seasons did it end up having?
I have no fucking idea.
Like five or six
seasons. They had
five.
They had five seasons?
Five seasons.
Holy shit. Who stayed up to watch that?
Apparently.
My friend Chris, he made it through all five. He said by the fifth one wasn't that great. But
just by the fifth? Come on.
It has a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know.
A
lot of people like that show.
A lot of people like the show because it's the actors. I think that it's you have to go past the fact that these are good actors and just realize that the writing isn't there. Not every episode was a hit. And if for a critically acclaimed series, it has to be, it has to have some kind of consistency. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Charlie Cox was on
there. Yeah, dude, there's a lot of people. Yeah,
has a
fucking Daredevil is in fucking Boardwalk Empire.
That's crazy. All right. Well, I can't get on that bridge with you because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, same here.
So I
want you to watch the season. Just watch a season, and then I'll wait for you. I'll have two seats ready for you on the bridge.
you pop that. Them open waiting for us.
All right.
All right. So no, number two.
Yeah, or my second one. Again, this is in no particular order. Yeah, I hate them all equally. No, I don't hate all of them. So this one I'm going to say, because I don't think that it deserves the shit that it gets. And this could be a twofer.
Get ready.
Again, I'm going to choose this one because I watch it. I like it. I enjoy this show. I've watched it a few times, but...
But it's overrated.
Yes.
It's not bad.
It's just overrated. And that, for me, is Family Guy.
Okay.
Is that one on my list? Yes, it is!
You are totally on that bridge with me!
On that bridge with you.
Okay, I've enjoyed it. I have watched episodes. I think Stewie is hilarious. He has good moments. All of that jazz. But it definitely, definitely does not deserve the mayhem that it goes with.
I feel about Family Guy the way that you feel about Seinfeld.
Okay.
Not as intense.
Okay.
The first season when it was on Fox before it got canceled, I thought was actually like pretty solid.
Right.
Ever since they got back, it started getting like it was definitely law of diminishing returns.
Well, the art got better though.
Art definitely got, because they got a budget. But then because they got a budget and they were safe, they were like, okay, we're just gonna use the same four jokes literally for our continued existence.
Well, but with that argument, couldn't you say the same thing about The Simpsons? And couldn't you say the same thing about South Park?
Oh, let's not start
No,
that.
No, I'm not.
Interesting that you say two of those shows.
I know, right? We're going to hold that
hold,
shit face.
Hold,
sir.
No,
hold.
Hold it. Oh, my God, his forehead went red.
Hold it.
But it's, hold okay, it. You know what? I'm going to hold that argument for later. But it's the truth. So as
you don't know which one I was talking about.
No, he doesn't.
It better be one and not the other.
I will say this.
Because Spice and Lambert
might have a fight.
Might have an intergalactic fight here.
It's going to be Thor Ragnarok all over again.
my pretty hair.
Yeah. So
it's shaved off.
So no, we wouldn't do that to you, Bear.
Thank you.
So. I'm saying Family Guy, and this one, it's not like Seinfeld, where Seinfeld, I maybe watched five or six episodes that I enjoyed, and that's it. I can say that I've watched more Family Guy than some of the other shows I mentioned, and other shit that's on fucking Cartoon Network. I enjoy it the most, but it doesn't deserve the acclaim that it gets. It is a lot of the same jokes over and over again. It's a lot of randomness, and it's sometimes more shock value. Like, oh my God, that's what's supposed to be funny. And so... I can only take them being such asshole parents to Meg so many times. Like, I can only take... So that's why it's a show that I can't watch every time it's on. I will pick and choose when I'm kind of in the mood and may or may not be in a giddier mood for other reasons. And then want to watch something funny.
Yeah.
And even then, I might do something else that's not Family Guy. So you are on the bridge with me, Kenny. Where are you?
Toast House. Sorry. If anybody watches the show. That's again, it's one of those things where it has... hysterical, like one thing that I'll always remember, for whatever reason, Peter has this thing with the movie Roadhouse. So then he would just literally kick people and go Roadhouse, Roadhouse, Roadhouse for no reason. And then one day he decided to have a bunch of toasters toast all at once, and then they all toast up, like all the toasters go off, and then they zoom into his face and he goes Toast House. Just like that. For some reason, to me, that shit was hilarious.
Which means you're not on this fucking bridge, because me and Pedro didn't even crack a smile at that joke.
I can't say.
I'm waving at you,
I don't think it's the best show. It's not.
You don't have the same sort of anger
will,
that we have. With
no, you don't think that it's overrated either. You don't understand why people...
I don't think that it's overrated. I will be on the very cusp of that bridge with you.
Yeah.
No, only because it's... Only be I'm at the cusp of that bridge as I'm looking at my TV watching The Simpsons. That's pretty much what I'm doing.
Yeah. As somebody who went to conventions quite a few, often during the rejuvenation of the show, if I had to hear somebody yell out butt scratcher another time, like, I seriously would get, like, violently angry because of how many times. I literally, I would, somebody would do that, and I would literally have to, like, flex my fist and not just, like, fine. I was like, who the fuck said, bah!
You know what? It's almost like when I did it to somebody in a con where they dressed up as,
oh my God.
As Finn, and all I did.
No, all he did. All day long. And we ran into that guy way more times.
I felt
than we
so bad
have.
For that guy because every time I saw him, I go, traitor! Like,
I mean, every time.
Yeah.
And all I could think of in my head was, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Like, so, anyhow, what's your the other one?
Okay,
what's
so
another one?
The next one is one that I've heard so many people slob the knob of this fucking show. Everybody, it's just like, oh, this show has such fucking amazing writing and amazing acting. It comes from a super famous writer who's written many other big famous shows and other networks.
It might actually be on my list.
It's a it's a little piece of garbage called The Newsroom.
Fuck
The Newsroom. Fuck Aaron Sorkin and his over-the-top, pseudo-intellectual writing. Motherfucker thinks he knows and can call every single fucking shot. He thinks he's the fucking big shot and knows how journalism is. He holds himself to fucking impossible standards while all the other dumb fucks in his stupid fucking show revolve around Jeff fucking Daniels,
yep.
who is on top of the fucking mountain. Fuck The Newsroom.
I haven't seen that, and you are so angry. Yeah. Premise real quick on The Newsroom, other than the fact that it's called The Newsroom. Like,
It's about an office, like an old newsroom.
No.
It is actually kind of almost shot in a
reality TV.
No, not reality TV, like a documentary. Like okay. almost documentary style.
Yeah, it's a docuseries, and pretty much what it is that it's like CNN. Pretty much this,
okay.
it's a dude that you can only pretty much think of Wolf Blitzer if he was...
if he had amazing fucking words to say it every minute. Super fucking witty. All the goddamn time.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a movie called Network?
Yeah, I've heard
it's
of it.
It's fucking
never
awesome.
It.
No, Network is a great movie.
Right.
This is not Network.
Okay.
This wants to be Network so fucking hard.
It pretty much what it does is it uses real life news and real life like current events that have happened.
Okay.
Like the one with the as far as Osama bin Laden being shot.
Real current events, and then that's
why it got me so fucking angry because it assumes all this shit about like. I was a reporter for like a very small amount of time. I couldn't handle the stress because of my fucking anxiety, right?
Right.
But I studied. That was in the shit. So I remember what it was like to be a reporter at that time when you couldn't get this information. It was fucking difficult, and people were working off what they fucking had.
Right.
So of course, in fucking hindsight, you could be like, "Oh no, they didn't do everything fucking right." It's like, no, motherfucker, they literally did what they fucking could, and you're gonna write this like series and be like fucking snooty over it. Go fuck yourself.
Now there were a couple things that they were doing that I thought were interesting. The whole thing where they were actually going to announce somebody famous that has passed
mm-hmm.
when he hasn't really done yet.
Yeah.
Like one of those things. Like I like those little nuances, but little things that they were going to follow. However, in whole, it was just one of those things where hindsight is 20/20. It's like, we're going to write the perfect scenario for every single thing that actually came out.
Yeah. I'm waiting for like a show that's kind of like The Onion on like fake news. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be funny. If it was
The Onion actually has, they do their own thing now, I believe.
They have some video
on TV?
Yeah. Well, not on TV.
Not on TV.
No, I'm talking about like a TV show where it's just like
isn't that kind of what The Daily Show is?
No, The Daily Show does real news.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, literally just says fake-ass news.
Yeah, like, fake-ass news.
Gotcha.
Like, for, like a good, like, for 20 minutes, I'll laugh watching fake-ass news instead of the real news, because that makes me cry.
And put it on, I mean, that definitely would be a good Vice show.
Oh, perfect Vice show. Like, in between, like, when one movie ends, you know, you have, like, that gap sometimes, because you
it's
have,
like, oh, here's a news report of
yeah, here's
crazy
a news report
bullshit.
Of nothing.
Yeah.
Just absolute nonsense.
And Aaron Sorkin can write well. Like, he did The West Wing, and, like, I have
West Wing written down, because everybody keeps telling me that I would love that show, that I personally would love West Wing.
You
and
actually
I've heard
would.
Good things, and
you actually would.
From the episodes that I saw, actually really well, very well balanced, and it's like handles like heavy weighty issues of being a president, handles it well, unlike the fucking Newsroom, which gets stupidly fucking preachy.
But yeah, pretty much it's all it is just explaining the news, explaining the behind the scenes of news after the fact, which kind of sucks. Well, because it's not really what it's like. Doesn't give you 100% of what would have happened during that time.
Yeah. Well, I unfortunately don't recognize this bridge, therefore I can't get on it.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
Kenny?
Oh no, I'm on that bridge with Pedro.
Yeah. We're doing a waltz on this fucking bridge.
Yeah. Peace among worlds, motherfucker.
Fucking line dancing and shit. All right, Kenny, what's your other one?
Oh, this one, Pedro may not agree with me.
All right.
Okay, this is a sci-fi series.
Okay.
That is heavily favored.
If you think
across
say,
the board,
if you say what I think you're going to say,
across the board,
I'm going to be very sad.
Oh my
yeah,
god!
Across the board,
I even think I know what you're going
to
say.
And I have seen it, and I've thought to myself, there are several other shows that have done the same, and have done it better. Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, wow. Okay,
can go
that.
Suck a dick.
I didn't expect that.
I am so sorry, Battlestar Galactica fans. I cannot sit there and watch this. I could watch any other. I will go so far as to say I will watch Star Trek Andromeda before I go and watch any other episode of Battlestar Galactica. I can't. It is ridiculous to me. They try to push the same envelope that every other sci-fi series has. Why would I want to watch something I've already seen?
I actually haven't seen Battlestar Galactica.
That shocks me, honestly.
It's on my list because everybody tells me I would like it, except for the first half of the last episode and don't watch the second half.
Yeah, Doctor Who rules. Whatever. Okay, fine.
We're not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not tapping into that.
Nope.
I'm not doing that. But
leave me alone.
I. If Steph listens to this, she's going to have a problem because she loves Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, then Steph, you do. Then you're going to be off the bridge. Peace among worlds.
As much as I love Steph, she's not going to listen to this for like 5 years. She'll be late. Doesn't matter. And then she'll yell at us for spoilers of
that's
movies
awesome.
That we haven't seen. She hasn't seen 20 years later. I love you, Steph. I miss your face. And that's it.
Look, Battlestar.
Miss you, late ass.
Yeah, I miss you. Delay.
I think you're just delaying this long.
She's super delayed.
You're still in the States. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The thing about Battlestar Galactica is, look, it pushed... One thing that I love about sci-fi series like Star Trek, Next Generation, fucking Stargate even, we'll even go so far as Firefly. They tend to want to push.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Firefly.
No,
that
because
bummed me the
because,
fuck
because
out.
The thing about Firefly
it's
is
only one season,
it's only one season. I can't really tell you if it's,
that's not even a full season. It's 13
not
it's
even
half
you know,
a season.
Right? So... But the thing is that they try to encompass, themes and things that people are experiencing now that are trying to reflect in a sci-fi type of way. The problem is that there are other shows that have done it better. Deep Space Nine is probably the best example.
Deep Space Nine is the best fucking Star
Trek. It's probably the best example of everything that Battlestar Galactica tries to push with regards to. As far as the gaps that we have in society today, I can't. And when they redid Battlestar Galactica, I was not excited, nor do I care what a Cylon is or why people or everybody and their mom is a Cylon. Fuck that. Okay. I don't care.
The chick in the red dress is really hot.
Yeah.
And she voiced a character in Mass Effect.
For that, watch the series V, and then you can see a bunch of hot people.
Oh, man. I didn't put it on my list, but yeah. V was definitely on consideration.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'd rather watch V than watch Battlestar Galactica, and Battlestar Galactica has way more seasons than V.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get into I'm going to be dropping our bombs shells, I want to do a very quick... session of On or Off the Bridge with our fans. And
okay.
We're going to figure this out. And if you feel that you need to express hard why you're not on that bridge with the fan, please do so. So let's just go down the line. Penn said Seinfeld. So we've already discussed. Already discussed Seinfeld.
Yep.
I'm just going to go through all of them to give everybody credit who answered. Raul says Rick and Morty. And I am on that bridge.
Nope, not on that bridge.
Sorry, we're waiting. Yep. Peace among worlds, motherfucker.
I'm on that bridge with you, Raul.
It's like so rare you're on a bridge with that man.
It is rare that I'm on a bridge with that man.
Yeah.
If this had been a fucking Ruben, then maybe I would have.
That
would
have been
rarer.
Forever, yeah.
A fan by the name, I don't want to screw up his name, but Ariel, he said Sherlock, which I actually...
Yep, on that bridge.
I'm on that bridge with him.
With the exception of that first season. That first season is really
see, but
fucking
that, but
good.
You, no, you have to see it as a whole. Okay, whether the first season is good or not.
Remember, I did that with Heroes.
Yeah, Heroes. It was only.
But in general, you're on.
No,
that
we
bridge
all said we both said it. We're on the bridge, but the first season was good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it has more bad seasons than it's good, and it was overrated.
And then people keep saying like it's fucking great. And I'm like,
were you on that bridge? I've only seen
the first season, so I've only saw the best shit.
You're good. Yeah. Just peace out.
All right, Daniel A. Prim says The Walking Dead. I am clearly.
Yep.
I am clearly not
Come
on that bridge.
Come on that bridge, Daniel, right here. I got plenty of room.
Which you actually did say that to him.
Oh, Pedro.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll see you off the... I'll see you...
on the other side.
On the other side of the bridge.
Seinfeld again. Jenny says Big Bang Theory.
Yep, fuck that show.
I'm on that
Stereotypical
bridge.
Fucking show.
I'm on that bridge. It's definitely overrated. Another Heroes. Carlos Navarrete said Heroes.
Okay. Yep,
and I responded to that one.
Yes, you did. Okay, then we've got an interesting one from Travis Ramirez, who said The Sopranos.
I had never saw The Sopranos.
Oh, well, it was fucking good.
Oh,
it's funny you should mention that.
Let's warm it up.
No, wait.
It's funny you should mention that.
No, we're not going to go there. Although you did say this, Pedro, and I quote, "I can't even finish saying The Sopranos without yawning."
Yeah. It looked really fucking boring.
And then he said The Wire.
Oh, wow. He can go suck.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow, that's vicious. The Wire's fucking good.
In the words of Frenchie, sus mum beat.
Yeah.
Oh, Frenchie.
Yeah, oh, Frenchie. Okay, ha. You guys ready? Ready? Well, one of us. Are you ready? Scott LaMacchia says Game of Thrones.
Well, Scott LaMacchia obviously has delusions of grandeur when it comes to what he believes is
it's
an
not grandeur.
Show.
It's delusions of miniature. Yeah. Like, it's like,
Then we had Carlos Perez, who said Lost, and I'm on that bridge.
And I understand. Look, I love Lost. I love Lost. I understand.
Look,
I completely.
Right, so you're
understand.
Not on that. You're like with me with Simon. Yeah,
I see you. I see you. I'm not on that bridge, but I know why you're on that bridge.
Here's the thing. I see you through the people. I know it's not Penny's boat, okay? Yeah. All right?
And, oh, my God. No. This still makes
you know,
me so sad.
You know, and I might be on the sideways. I might be there sideways. But in general, I invested enough in this show to be off this bridge. I understand why somebody would not want to be, why somebody does not like the show. I understand completely. I enjoyed the
I
show.
I fucking love that show.
I fucking love the show.
I am on the bridge with him. I will say that. I have a few more, and then I'm saving the best for last, because we're going to troll this one person. And I know that Bear already knows what I'm talking about. But first, let me see what they said on Instagram. On Instagram, we had, MC Nosferatu said Daredevil, which is weird.
Wow.
One, I don't know, because there's only two seasons, and the first season was really good, and the second season introduced Punisher, so I don't agree with that. I'm definitely not on that bridge. That's for one. Are you on that bridge?
No. I still haven't finished the second season. Not because it's bad. It's just I got caught up with other stuff. No, I liked it.
That's interesting that he would say that. I can't agree with him.
Okay, so we're all off that bridge, buddy. You're there by
yourself.
I mean,
you know what? To be quite honest, I like the guy. That's probably why I'm not as bad. I'm like,
I'm just confused. I'm like, wow, somebody's on that bridge. All right.
Yeah, I love you, but I'm off that bridge, buddy. Okay, so I'm going to save the two people in my life that posted something that I should never have that negativity in my life ever again. And it goes to a special. We can't understand what the fuck you're thinking. Shout out to Mike Marianoff and Neri Sines, who decided to say that the most overrated show was Stranger Things.
Nope.
I am going to burn the bridge while they stand on it.
Yeah, they can be on that bridge. Can you fight that bridge upside down? Because that's what happened.
Friends don't lie. Why are you lying? Why do you lie? Why are you trying to troll on purpose?
I believe that Neri said it was boring. Mike was nice enough to not express any further. Mike just answered the question, so I'll give him kudos to that. He then said one more line and realized that we were literally getting hurt by his words, and he said, I will stop.
It hurt us.
No, and then
it
he puts on my Facebook page, if Joe Pesci played 11,
no,
then
no,
maybe.
No, Danny DeVito.
No, Danny DeVito. Although both of them would have been great.
Though, to be fair, I'm pretty sure that's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That would be great. Or a Funnier Die skit or something.
Yeah.
So
the gang discovers telekinesis.
I'm definitely off that bridge. I'm sure if you're listening to this, me and Pedro just had a full hour and a half episode just talking about Stranger Things. There's no way that I would agree with this. I don't even understand, because it's not even a show that's in my wheelhouse, and I'm so in love with it. So, boring, I guess, if you don't like character development and good storytelling, and that you're just waiting for tits and action, that's probably not going to happen.
A lot of kids in this show. If you're looking for tits and action, you might want to go somewhere else.
Yeah. I couldn't even... Because it's just like, everybody that I hear that has had something to say, maybe not just Mike and Neri per se, because they didn't give me full answers on there, it's boring, it's slow, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's what happens in the first season when you're introducing things. And as a matter of fact, that had a lot of action. And the second season, if you want to build things like a good story, what happens when you do too much action at the beginning, you end up in a situation like where most fans right now are with The Walking Dead. You started with all of this shit, and now it's this slow-paced crap of repetition if you do that. And I think that Stranger Things is awesome, so fuck your faces. And now it's time for us to drop our own goddamn balls.
Oh, here we go. Drop the bombs, baby.
All right. Time for Bomb Town.
All right. Number one. Let's do this.
All right. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to say The Simpsons, Kenny.
Oh!
I'm gonna.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna. All I'm gonna say is I want to hear the reasons why, so that I can totally tell you why you are wrong.
No,
I'm just.
Here's the thing.
Just,
you can't tell me why you're wrong because you weren't even on the bridge with Family Guy. And if you weren't on the bridge with Family Guy, you're not.
I was on the bridge with Family Guy. I said I'm on the bridge.
No, you said I'm looking at the.
No,
bridge.
No, you didn't. For Family Guy, I said I was on the bridge.
I think he's like half on the bridge.
I said I was on the cusp of the bridge.
He had a foot on the bridge.
You can't do that. Because you thought you were repeating things that fucking, what's his face says over and over again. That Peter says over and over again. So,
but I can still do the same thing for Seinfeld. And I was
Simpsons,
still on that bridge.
Yeah. Simpsons does the same jokes over and over again. Each character is the same every single episode. Bart is going to do the same thing that Bart always does. Homer is going to be a stupid, idiot, misogynistic man. Fucking Lisa's gonna be a fucking girl who nobody pays attention to, but she's smarter and doesn't get to shine. It's the same. Oh my god, it's almost like Family Guy, maybe a better Family Guy. I'll give you that. But other than that, there's nothing to the show, and everybody loves it. But everything is the same. They don't even age. Like we're gonna stay on this plain level where every character there's no growth. At all. Not just because they're the same age, but because their characters just don't fucking grow. They're always a dick. Homer's always stupid. And Marge always is dealing with it. Like, it's just a redundant story that after, I don't know, the first two seasons, I already know how this is going to go. Homer's going to make some stupid-ass mistake, and everything's going to be fucking fine.
I'm not on that bridge with you.
I think Simpsons.
I used to love The Simpsons. The first... I think I watched the first...
Three seasons?
No, I watched the first seven seasons... And then I intermittently watched the 10th season, and I dropped off after that because, you know, it got more formulaic, and the writers that I liked on it weren't on there. But I still really like The Simpsons, and I don't say it's overrated at this point because since it's gone on for so long and they had enough like writer changes that I feel that like people's expectations for it aren't what they used to be.
I guess I say it because I grew up in the age of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
So for me,
you just never liked it.
I watched like the first two seasons of, but it's the same show. It's just with different little gimmicks, like a new gimmick. But Homer's always going to be Homer, and he's a misogynistic asshole, and he's stupid. And that for me, if I'm going to deal with misogynistic, stupid men in my life, I'm sure I have enough in my life that I don't need to spend another half hour watching them on TV and yell at the TV. Like, I don't need that. There's other things I'd rather do with my 30 minutes, like read or do, you know, anything.
Anything.
Really. Like, I don't know, clean my toilet. I can do that in 30 minutes. So
I know where Kenny is. He's about as far away from the bridge as you can possibly get. He's on the other side of the world from the bridge.
He's in another country, another continent.
I am so calm right now.
It's the truth.
I know. It's not the... What, in my opinion,
because
this is all opinions.
Yes.
Because, you know, when it comes to The Simpsons, I will agree with you that lately the show has done rehashing, which is understandable when it's been 28 fucking seasons. So yeah, maybe if half of it is good and half of it is bad, it's still 14 whole seasons.
You're right.
That is better like I get it. After 14 years,
no,
It should be like, okay, you should have been done. I get you.
You're right. It should have been on my this show should have ended a long fucking time ago list. As
I don't think anybody will disagree with that. Like,
right,
but that's what makes it overrated because he's been on for way too fucking long, and nobody's throwing in the towel when they know it's shit.
But the thing is that the problem is that when you say it's overrated, you're saying it as a whole.
Yeah,
and The Simpsons as a whole, in my opinion, is not overrated. One, it has spawned the shows that are right now popular. Family Guy would not be Family Guy.
What show?
Without
The other show I said was overrated.
Yeah.
And South Park
the reason why you feel the reason why you feel that Family Guy is overrated is because they had to go to the base four jokes that they had to go off because they were going off of a formula that is already working. With The Simpsons, even though the characters are acting the same, as far as the characters that's their persona, the situations that they're in, at least for 15 years straight, has been diverse. Yes, these characters had to deal with the same issues that they have. Nobody listens to Lisa. That's completely understandable. Bart is always going to be on the teeter-totter between an asshole and an actual kid with a heart of gold. Yeah, Homer is a fucking idiot. Get that completely. Marge tries to be more than what she is, which they made her out to be a housewife. I get that. However, the complete cast of characters that surround them, it creates an actual family of group of people. Like every season, you've met somebody new, and it felt like that person's been there forever. Fucking Sideshow Bob is by far the best character I believe on that. One of the best characters I believe on that show.
I'm sorry.
See,
you can talk about Simpsons forever. I just think that...
I
think that any show that got the formula from Simpsons is also an overrated show because that gets boring after a while. And 20-something years of the same shit, of the same characters with no growth whatsoever, ended already. And maybe he wouldn't have made it to my list, but that you're still fucking going and thinking you should be still fucking going is ridiculous. Like, you have nothing new to pull from. And I'll even give South Park a little more credit. Because at least they're pushing the envelope with the political statements that they're making within their episodes. And I still think that show's shit. So that's just me putting on layers of shit that South Park is just one up a notch over. And that's just me. Again, I enjoyed it for a little bit, but once it's the same fucking show over and over
again. I don't know what The Simpsons did to you as a child that caused you to feel this way.
They weren't entertaining.
It's just... To be quite honest,
that was my bomb.
I'm literally holding Kenny right now.
I think I should take a picture of this actually
of me just like
of you just trying to console him for his. I'm even gonna make it black and white.
Just like
even my mic cover is yellow for God fucking
oh my
sakes,
God.
People.
I feel for you now. You understand like the first time I heard.
I got
talk
it, guys. I got
Who.
It. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, and I've never. Hold up. I will say this. I'm nowhere near bad with Kenny in The Simpsons. I've never mentioned this to him before. I haven't.
Which is why now it changes the whole dynamic of this show now.
But
ever since from this point on, I'll be like, she fucking hates The Simpsons. No, I'm going to be like, hold up.
I don't hate them. I just think they're overrated. They're overrated.
The way that you expressed it.
No, no, no.
Because you said it's shit on top of shit upon layers of shit.
No, no, no. Shit. I turned off my mic on accident.
Oh,
no. In the shit of the cartoons that I mentioned. If you're wanting
It's still shit. You're still comparing it to shit.
I'm comparing like three shitty cartoons. And I'm not a cartoon person, so that's another reason that this isn't in my world.
Right.
The same reason that I don't like Doctor Who, I don't like sci-fi shit. So but if I looked at you, Kenny, and you were like, oh my God, you're gonna get locked up in the room. There's only two channels. You could either watch The Simpsons all day long or Doctor Who. I am going to just watch The Simpsons and I'm gonna sing my heart out and I'm gonna like.
It's almost like somebody made an offhand comment about another fucking TV show.
Exactly. Yeah, you did too.
That you weren't
you
supposed
did too
to.
At the beginning almost, for much longer than
it's
I did.
Almost like somebody made a fucking comment.
You did too. You talked about
I
how
don't
many.
Know what you're talking about? I mean,
go. What's your bomb? What's your bomb?
My bomb is, let's see, go fuck yourself. It's a little bit of, you actually already mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a show called, you might have heard of it, called South Park. I think South Park is probably, I'm going to say it might be one of the most overrated shows I have ever fucking seen. Yes, it does have occasionally on-point political messaging. The biggest problem with South Park is... And it's really tied to Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who think that they're these like really great rebels who are like really big and individualistic, but they're actually like kind of secretly like kind of responsible for like an entire generation of people of thinking it's okay to throw out racial epithets and thinking that it's fucking cool.
Okay.
Without the level of like quote unquote humor that they use. They're basically like hidden Republicans that like try to pass themselves off as libertarians. The animation is fucking garbage, but that's fine because it's literally designed. I'm not actually going
to
hold that against it because that's literally its fucking art style. You want to talk about like repeating the same fucking jokes over and over and over again?
Sure.
Like they're way more repetitive when it comes to their jokes than The Simpsons. I think The Simpsons have charm. The Simpsons have more charm to it.
Yes.
South Park is like completely bereft of charm. And I think that they hold themselves that they think that they're better than everybody else, and their show reflects that, and I think it makes them actually worse. I think it's offensive on purpose, and I think by doing that, they're just kind of being these, like, fucking internet edgelords who saying shit just to shock people, which has its place. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
There, and the thing is, South Park has done interesting shit with that.
Right.
Early on.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when I was in middle school.
Right.
I was all for. But as an adult, and looking back on it, they're just the little fucking goth kid in the fucking corner saying fucked up shit just to get a reaction out of everybody. And the problem is that you've had people like us who a lot of people have been watching it for fucking over 20 years at this point.
They're close. Yeah, they're very close to The Simpsons.
They're pushing like 20 years at this point. Yeah. Like, it's just, I think it's interesting where a lot of the stuff where I feel that the show's overrated is connected with its creators, because I feel that unlike The Simpsons, and actually unlike almost every other show that we mentioned here, the creators are so heavily tied with the personality and the very tiny heart of that show.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're basically the same. Any criticism of their host is basically on there. And that's not to say that Trey Parker and Matt Stone have done bad shit.
Right.
I think the fucking Book of Mormon is fucking hysterical. Yeah. And that is a really fucking good piece of art. Like, that is a great piece of art that says something with an incredible amount of wit. Unfortunately, the thing that got them big is kind of garbage.
Yeah. I will be on that bridge with you. I will say that there are certain episodes of South Park that I do enjoy, but there were episodes that were specific to me, like their World of Warcraft episode.
Yes.
Made me, one, look at my life and ask myself how I got here, and two, realize that life was imitating art and art was imitating life. Because, and then there was like their Guitar Hero one, like it was episodes that were specific to how I was as a person. And I always enjoyed Towley, Butterscotch is my favorite. Is it Butterscotch?
It's Butters.
Butters.
Yeah. Butters Stotch.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Butters is one of
my... I never knew what his last name was.
That's why they call him that.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait. I know that this...
There was a Butterscotch somewhere.
I was like, did I just come up with this? I don't know where... So, but I am on that bridge with you. I'm on that bridge with you. And the minute they put eyes on a turd, I was over.
I mean, is it overrated? Do I like the show? I like the show a lot. Is it overrated? I think it is. I'll put it that way. I'll wear a sad Terrence and Phillip shirt while I'm on the
yeah,
bridge.
Terrence and Phillip never made me fucking laugh.
The thing is that the show is good. It is. And I love, one of my favorites will always be when they talk about Dungeons and Dragons, and also when they do World of Warcraft, which I thought was hilarious. They started doing that, I've noticed, towards the later seasons, towards starting season 11, is when they started bringing more pop culture in, like heavily into pop culture. And that's why Minecraft episode was in. That's why they did a lot of Facebook episodes, social media stuff. They tried to push stuff like that there, which to me I enjoyed, and it made me want to watch the show. But it, as a whole, if I had to choose my favorites, it wouldn't be my favorite. It's a really good show. And I think the video game for it, which is great, the South Park video game.
I've heard, if you love South Park, like that
Stick
game
of Truth,
is like
South
being
Park.
In the fucking South Park.
And then
Park
there's
world.
A second right. one that's called Fractured Butthole.
Okay, and you know what? That's a fucking great name.
Yeah.
The Fractured Butthole, I think, is pretty fucking...
Right, so, but in, yes, but I agree with you. It is overrated because it's way too much. It gets way too much acclaim for just being a show about dicks and farts. That's all. That's really what it is.
And I also have personal beef with people who get rich out of saying horrible shit and then literally influence an entire generation. Because you can point a whole line of a lot of our people, our age, watching this show, and then kind of seeing where they end up kind of going.
Right.
And then being like, no, they definitely were influenced by this at some fucking point.
Right. Okay, I'm with you. All right, Kenny, it's your time to drop your bomb.
Oh, it's the problem is that this bomb is kind of...
Go ahead.
This bomb is kind of... It's already been announced a little bit already.
Already been dropped?
Yeah, I had two, and I was fighting with two of them, and one of them I wanted to say only because my girlfriend Tiffany doesn't like the show. It loves the show, and I think it's okay. I don't think it's great, and that's
so it's not that it's bad.
It's not that it's bad. It's just not great. Okay. And I'm not going to bring that one up. That is my honorable mention, which I'll probably bring up later. But this one has already been brought up. It's The Sopranos. I'm going to say this. This is a show which I love the premise of it, because shows like that, like Lilyhammer movies that came out, Bronx Tale, things like I love gangster movies. I love gangster movies. I love the gangster drama. I honestly was all on board for this show while it was going, and it was fine. I finished the whole season, the series, not a problem. What I don't like, what I started realizing was that it was starting to become predictable when events that would happen that Tony would get into, you already had the thought in your head of where it was going to lead. Because this character, unlike most shows, because his character, very abrasive, very egotistical, very misogynistic man, he is an Italian guy. He well, got a lot of
everybody
shit.
In the mob was misogynistic.
Right. You know,
it's kind of baked in.
But the thing is that a lot of things that happened to him in the show, you would think this is one of those epiphany moments that you go, hey, now my life is starting to go this way. I have to make a change because I'm realizing that what I'm doing is not working. No, that doesn't happen. This show allows things at the last moment to change where he doesn't learn anything and he just stays the same way.
How else are you going to have more seasons, Kenny?
But the problem is that after
no,
what,
I
the
agree
third,
with you.
After
I
the third season, if you go, oh no, Tony's going to get into something, and then you're like, okay.
And there's no consequence.
Consequence to it. It's like, hey, again, I'm going to bring up a show that we'll probably never see again, Inhumans, where people have died in that show, and then towards the end of the series, sorry, spoiler alert, they're alive again. They're like, hey, we somehow brought him back to life. Don't worry about it. It's fine. No consequences, guys. So that's, to me, it doesn't, to me, if a character cannot grow, if a character does not develop, like at least in The Walking Dead, you see growth.
Character development.
You see character development. Even though they make the same mistakes, they're at least learning more from every mistake.
Sort of different.
They are still learning from those mistakes. So was it a good show? It was a good show to watch. Was it the best show? No.
I'm gonna stand on that bridge with you because I liked it. I enjoyed and to me the best thing that came out of that show was Edie Falco.
Yeah, I give you that. The actors, look, a lot of there's actors that have gone through there that some for sure were never gonna act again. Some.
Nurse
you know,
Jackie.
Nurse
oh,
Jackie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She got Nurse Jackie out of it, which is great.
And now she's in something else, too, that's supposed to be amazing. I can't remember now what it is.
It sucks because James Gandolfini is, he can, and that's what I don't like about Hollywood, because once they typecast you, they typecast you. He's tried to do other roles and pushed them.
He tried. He passed away.
Yeah,
he passed away.
That's what I'm saying. He tried to do other roles. I mean, the one that I saw that I think was a breakout for him was a movie called Last Castle. Mm-hmm. Which was with him and Robert Redford, and it was done very well, but man, it's just the stereotypical Italian guy for so many seasons, it just gets old to me.
Yeah. Like that's what happened to like the guy who played Ted Bundy's the murderer.
Yeah.
Ed Bundy. That he tried to have a career after Married with Children, and he just had the hardest fucking time. It wasn't until Modern Family that he got something big again.
And he's still, and it was, and that was like, I took him a long,
and he did a lot of voice work because obviously you can get away with.
Oh no,
his
voice is iconic type of thing, like,
but not nearly as iconic as his face. You see his face, and you immediately think Ed Bundy.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm
you
actually
think throwing three touchdowns in one game.
All right, so real quick, and we won't go into argument, just to wrap this up, there was some that we all had on our list that we weren't going to go talk about. We're not going to get into a fight, guys. What did you have on your list that you didn't mention?
We literally mentioned every single one here.
Of your list? Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
We actually got to every one.
I didn't get to all of mine.
Okay.
And the only one that I didn't get to was actually, we mentioned it, but I didn't talk about it, which was Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
But if
I don't like Seinfeld, I'm not going to like Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I understand.
And again, have seen some of the episodes that I laughed with, but it's just not what I thought.
Not consistent.
Yeah. Not consistent. And Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Ooh.
We're not going to argue about this.
No, we're not going to argue about this.
We're not going to argue about this. Or just, okay.
What was on your list, Kenny, that we missed?
I had Everybody Loves Raymond because I thought that
was a garbage-ass fucking show.
God awful. It came
fucking terrible.
I love that show. I really like that show.
It's fucking terrible.
I'm sorry.
There's only one person that I enjoyed in that show, and it was the old man. That's it. That was the old. That dude
Frank was awesome, though.
He was the only glue that held together that show.
You could say, like, any of those NBC-style sitcoms, King of Queens, fucking garbage.
Oh, I love that even
King
more than
of
everyone
Queens
else.
Is
I'm not
fucking
arguing about
trash.
This. I'm not arguing about
fuck
this.
Fuck King of Queens.
I'm not even going to argue about this.
Well, the other show, which I didn't mention, which is my honorable mention for number one, was actually Mad Men.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that Tip wanted to
count. Yeah, that's Mad Men.
Mad Men!
Yeah,
we're summoning her with our.
Unfortunately,
anger.
The character development with regards to the main actor. I'm not talking about the supporting cast around them. They dealt so much on character development for everybody else except for the
Don
one
Draper.
Guy that you're following, Don Draper. That it just to me it kind of felt flat at the end. It lost steam. If you're not going to worry about the main actor, then kill him off like Ned Stark if you're really going to care about it that much.
And I will say, up until a couple years ago, Mad About You would have been on this list.
Oh.
It is now just normal. It's not. I thought it's okay.
But wait. But I didn't hear. I don't hear too. I love the show, but I don't hear too many people saying it's the best show ever.
Well, because it. But
I'm
no.
saying that specifically because of you. You had an old episode of AV Clap, one of our older podcasts, where you talked about it.
I loved Mad About You, and I'm not going to argue with you. First of all, we can't talk about because it's one you've changed, and two, it's a really old show. That one is a really really old show. I have a thing for Paul Reiser. I have a thing for. I don't know, like rom-com stuff, and that I loved Kings of Queens. Like I did. If anything, I was gonna thank Everybody Loves Raymond for giving me Kings of Queens.
King of Queens. I would rather
Leah
bash
Remy
my head into
awesome.
The side. I'd rather bash my head in through a door.
I really liked it for Leah Remy.
Actually,
of Kevin James character, and so I like those. But Mad About You, I just love. But I also grew up on it, so it's a different.
It was big back in the day, though.
Like, yeah, it was.
It was during that time of Frasier that those were. See, they came one after the other.
I like Frasier.
That's what
a
I'm
lot.
Saying.
I love Frasier too.
You know what I mean? Look, I didn't like Cheers.
I like Cheers.
I didn't like Cheers.
No, I didn't like Cheers
I
either.
I love Frasier.
I didn't like Cheers. I loved Frasier.
I think a lot. Yeah, Frasier, because Frasier was a lot fucking smarter. That was a lot of a more smarter fucking show.
Yeah, it was. No, you had to be intelligent to watch Frasier, or at least have a very good vocabulary. Yeah.
And also, two of the main actors on that show is Sideshow Bob and Sideshow Mel. So that's
fine. Yeah, it works perfectly for you.
So I can't even. All right. So guys, that's been it. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
Fuck that show.
Are you on the bridge with us? Are you off the bridge with us? If you heard this, let us know. Tweet at us, Facebook or Instagram. You can follow. You can do all of that by just going at the Talking Geek, and we'll argue with you or not.
Yeah,
we'll
it up online. We'll
side with you. Make sure you check out our Topic Thursdays. It's every single Thursday on all social media platforms, and we're going to be introducing a new one on Tuesday, and that one is going to be called Versus. And we're going to pin two things against one another, and you're going to side with which one. So if you ever heard us have any guests on here where we ask them Batman versus Superman, that won't be the first topic, I promise.
Or Batman versus Tony Stark. Iron Man.
Or what was the other one that we did?
That was our main one.
Who's the most intelligent? Bruce Banner, Bruce Wayne, or Tony Stark? I believe
No,
one of them.
Christopher Reeves, I believe we brought up, didn't we? Because Christopher Reeves, I think, argued. Anyway.
Anyhow, we won't do that, but we're going to do Versus on Tuesday.
Not Christopher
Reeves.
Richard Reeves.
Reeves Richards.
So close. Wow. I can't even, guys.
So close.
Other than that, thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram and on Facebook and Twitter at Cue the Mic.
You can find me on Twitter at Pedro Cortez Get. That's Cortez with an S. And on Instagram at Gurren Lagann, like the anime.
You can follow me on Twitter. That's KSkeets. Skeet. You can also follow me on Instagram under Cuban Polar Bear with the underscore in between each word.
Also, just so that I don't kill Kenny right now. Actually, I'm going to be nice to him because he hates me right now. you can actually also make sure that you check out our Patreon has changed. It is a Talking Geek only Patreon. So there's certain perks for all of you geeks who have been listening. If you haven't already subscribed or become a patron, please do so for as little as $1 a month. We're going to send you a button, a Talking Geek button pin. You'll also get to choose some of the topics that we're going to be doing, some of our Topic Thursday stuff. You're going to get bonus content, and you're going to get early releases, and there's a whole bunch of different tiers and things like that. And we have some merch coming up soon that you're going to be able to order on our websites, which are going to include t-shirts, hats, and sweaters. So make sure that you check our website within the next few weeks, because that's going to be up as well.
Whoop.
And until next time, everybody, stay geeky.
Peace. Bye.